Shalom Aleichem, Sfiras friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we metaretz a shver Tosfos Gittin Yotzayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that you have to write zman beget, that in order that an uncle shouldn't cover up for his wife, who is also his niece, by saying that when she was mizana, they had already been divorced. And Tosfos says, why not be mamid her al cheskas eishes ish? So we shouldn't believe him. And it said the Gemara Tosfos answers, because now she's divorced. We asked, Chazaka da Hashta doesn't beat the Chazaka da Meikara. Chazaka da Hashta, now she's divorced, shouldn't beat the Chazaka da Meikara. The Chazaka Meikara should win that she's an Eishes Ish, as we see in Chulin and elsewhere. And then we were metarets that a Chazaka cannot establish a Maisa. And here, as we discussed in the previous shiur, we need the Chazaka to establish that she was mizan as an Eishes Ish, and that we Chazaka doesn't have the power to do. Chazaka has the power to establish status, but it does not have the power to establish that a Maisa was done be'isser. Just that if we know that a Maisa was done, then the Chazaka tells us what, can tell us what the status is. But here, where the Maisa, where the right now she's a divorcee, so we don't have a shaila about the status. That's what Tosfos says. Right now she's divorced. What was back then? What was her status then? Who cares? All we care about is, was there a mice of znus of an eishes ish? That a chazaka can't establish. That was b'kitzur our teretz. So Rav Chaim goes on, Zechat Tzadiv Kodesh Levracha, and he says as follows, that he wants to bring a yesod for this mahalach from the Rambam in the 7th parak of Mamre Malacha Zayin, who writes that Achashem Akablam Edus Achronish Ben Soro More Botkin Oso Sem Shema Hekif Sar Es Kol Hagid Ve'achakach Gomrim Dino Lihisokal. That after your Makabel, this testimony about the Ben Soro More, we check him out to see if he has too many Saros, that he's already too big to give him the Misa, and if he hasn't brought these Cyrus yet, then Gomrim Dino Lihisakal, then he has a Gemara Din and he gets Skila. So this is the Eidus Achrona from Misa. Frek the Kesef Mishnah Maishna, that an Eidus at Rishona. You don't check him before the Gemara Din for Malkus. I'm Hekiv Zakan HaTachton, since he's not a Ben Sora Mori, he doesn't get Malkus. So why by Eidus Rishona? We don't check him before the Gemara Din for Malkus, and only in Eidus Achrona for Misa we do check him before the Gemara Din. The Lecha Mishnah writes that the Inyan Malkus were mamed him a Chazaka Kamaisa Shadain Lo Hevi. Until it's Mizbarer that he was maybe Cyrus, but we're mamirim and chazaka kamaisa. Aval the inyan misa, we're not somich and the chazaka, rather you have to check him. But he just remains with the tzarechi, and that misvar, it's not muchrich to say this, that linyan misa, we're not somich and the chazaka, but linyan malchus, we are. How do you know you could be mechalek between misa and malchus? Because if it's not good for the chazaka, is not good for Misa, then why is it good for Malkus? And as we saw in the previous shiur, chazaka is effective even to kill. You can kill based on a chazaka. That a woman hangs around with a guy, and they act husband and wifey for 30 days. So then she sleeps with somebody else. You can kill based on that chazkas eishesish. So if chazaka is good for Misa, it's good for Malkus. We have a case where chazaka is good for Misa. So we can explain that be'emes midin chazaka, you don't have to check le'inyan be'edus rishon le'inyan malchus. And that you have to check be'edus achron le'inyan Misa, right? Because first the Ben Sora Mora gets malchus, then he gets Misa, is because chazaka doesn't help for the Misa. Why? Based on what we explained. The only time a chazaka is effective b'dinei nefashos is in an instance that the hachroas hachazaka is not in the etzem maisa, it's just on the cheftza, that the chazaka is machriya, the chazaka determines that it's a cheftza de sur or a cheftza de erva. So according to this, but not on the etzem maisa, chazaka can't establish an etzem maisa. According to this, it would appear that this nidon im hekif zakan hatachton, although if you brought an Osiris down there, since it's not nogeya l'shum din b'dinei haTorah, because he's a gadol for everything, once you have two Osiris, and this din of hekif zakan hatachton is only a din miyuchad for a ben sora more, like the Gemara learns out in Sanhedrin Samaches Samad Beis. If so, the hachra of the chazaka is not linyan hagavra. We're not koveya the mahus of this gavra, because there's no nafkamina as far as the gavra is concerned, whether he hekiv zakan atachton or not. All it is linyan hamaisa. Is there stam a geneva and an achila here, or is it a maisa of a ben sora mora that causes him chiyuv misa? So since we want to know if this is a mice of Ben Sora More, and the Cyrus im Hekiv Zakan Atachton is going to tell us, so that doesn't work for Nefashis, because for the Etzem mice, Chazakas don't work for Nefashis, so therefore you have to check them out. What about Malchus? That you don't have to check them, Beidus Rishon Linyan Malchus, so we can explain based on Rashi and Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, that it says there, Masrimoso, she says, "Lav mishum hasra gemura kishara veris shein lokan ela b'hasra the hasra seidim boy bozu sofik hasraim over lav shelo miyad b'fneim hu over ela b'seiser la'achar zmanu osa ela mochicham osa the binin v'yisro osa shelo yargil v'im lo shama malkin osa b'veizdin v'yaliv mi v'yisro osa." So what is Rashi saying? Let's go through it slowly. It's lav mishum hasra gemura kishar averus. It's not like a complete hasra like for other averus that his father and mother are giving him. She'ein lokin ela b'hasra, because other averus you don't get unless you have hasra, but it's not a regular hasra. Daha hasras eidim boy, because by hasras shar averus you need that the eidim that are made on the maisa averu are masrabo, and here it's talking about where his mother and his father are masrabo. They're the ones giving the hasra. It's not a classical hasra. Ve'od, another reason it's not a classical hasra, is because it's only a suffix hasra. Because it's not known immediately, lo miyad b'fneihem, who over. He's not doing it immediately. Ela b'seiser, la'achar zman u'osa. When does the kid steal from his parents? He steals secretly, and la'achar zman. Ela, what is it? What are they doing? Mochichem oso. So the bina v'yisro oso, which is the lashon of musar, shlo yargil. V'im lo shaman, if he doesn't listen, malkin oso beveizdin. And you learn it from v'yisro oso. The Gemara learns it out that we have gzeira shava, that it's talking about malchus. At kan be divrei Rashi. V'nira, that not only is the hasra din mechudish, that it's inyan of tochacha, but the etzem ha-malkus is different than a normal malkus, because it's learned from the same pasuk. It's learned from the same v'yisurosa. The malkus are also together tochacha. V'haraya, v'mekomo ha-mukhra, because there's no hasra in these malkus, like Rashi says. So therefore, it can't have a din of regular malchus, but rather this malchus that we're giving to this ben sora mora is begeder teichacha. And we can prove that the Rambam also holds this way begeder hasra. The Rambam paskins perek zayin miachas mamrim halacha yud beis that tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zocher enoi nasa ben sora mora, that this tumtum who was ripped open and you got to see that he's a zocher, he doesn't become a ben sora mora. Shenemar kielish ben sora mora at shia ben b'shas hasra. He has to be a ben b'shas hasra, and this guy wasn't. He only found out afterwards that he was a ben. And his makor is the Gemara in Bava Basran kuf chavav amit beis. But the Gemara there, the girsa is at shia ben b'shas havoya. The Rashbam explains b'shas leida. Rambam writes Mishas Asra. There it says Mishas Lei, Mishas Havai, Mishas Leida. The Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam explains that Havaya is Mishah Shenase Ben Sower Amore, and that's Mishas Hasra, not Mishas Havaya when he comes into being. Mishas Havaya when he becomes a Ben Sower Amore, which is Mishas Hasra. And they already ask on the Lechem Mishnah, hold on, time out, coach. Tepukle, I have another reason why this Tumtum's not going to be getting becoming a Ben Sower Amore. Because it's Asra Suffolk. You don't even know when you're giving him an Asra whether or not he's a male or not. Whether he's a male or not. So what do you need a special pasuk for? To tell you that this Tumtum, Shenikra, Venimtza Zachar, he doesn't become a Ben Sower Amore. The whole thing is Asra Suffolk anyway. So it's Muchach, like we say, that it's not Begeder Asra, it's just a Toychacha, like Rashi holds. And Memela, since it's just a Toychacha, you... Hasra Suffolk would work here because it's not a classical Hasra. And therefore you need the Pasuk to say, nevertheless, he still doesn't become a Ben Sower Amore because, as we said, B'shas Hasra, B'shas this Tochacha, you didn't know what his status was. And based on what we said, it's not only that the Hasra is not classical, but the Malchus also, which is coming from the Hasra. And the yesod for this we have in the Yerushalmi in Baba Kama, Perakim Alachadalit, a Ben Sower Amore Mashi Achayv Toshlume Kefil, like Nevi Rishona, is a Ben Sower Amore Achayv Kefil for the first Geneva? Or no, since he's Basaras Misa, he's going to be Pater. In other words, the suffix is, if we say that even the first Geneva is Migorme Achiyuv Misa of the Ben Sower Amore, and therefore it paters him from the Chiyuv Mammon, Ayin Shem of the Gemara, but the Kasha is that he should be. He's Chayiv Malkus on the first Geneva, so he should be Pater from the Kefil out to the Malkus. And the answer is that this isn't a classical Malkus. This is Malkus B'Tzaras Tochacha, when it's B'Tshum Risha Achatz Tamachai Mishtam Chayiv Rishim Rishay Rishay if it's a punishment. So Memeila, that Pater from the moment, but here it's not Al's punishment, it's B'Tzaras Tochacha, and therefore Mitzad that, he'd be Chayiv in the moment. We just want to know if he's going to be Pater from the moment because it's part of the Chiyuv Misa. So now we understand very well that even though a Chazak is not effective for Malkus, just like it's not effective for Nefashis, but the Malkus of a Ben Sower Amore is different because it's Begeder Tochacha and it's not included in the Klal of V'Hitzilu Ha'eda. Al Kopanim, we learn here the Yisod HaMavur that Chazaka does not help for Nefashis when the Nidon is on the Etzem Maisa of Chiyuv Misa and the Chazaka is Machri on the Etzem Maisa. So here also, you can't give this, you can't be Somech on the Chazaka that Lo Hekiv Zakanat, that lo hikiv zakana tachton in order to kill him, because that would be machriya, the etzem maisa, that he did a maisa of a ben sower amore, which is only considered a maisa of a ben sower amore when he's lo hikiv zakana tachton. So the it can't be somich on the chazaka for the etzem maisa. And how can you give him malchus? The answer is because this isn't a classical malchus. Normally you can't give malchus based on a chazaka, and when the chazaka is machriya the etzem maisa. But here, it's not a classical Malkus, and maybe you can give him the Malkus. So this proves our Yisod, and obviously there's more to say, because Reb Chaim asks Akasha on this Yisod, and maybe Bertzos Hashem Darkenu, we will see that in the coming Shir, and we were like to be noked the Talmudic principle of Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta, not to do too much, because... we're living in a door where it's hard for people to digest so much at once. So we like to give it tzubislach, tzubislach, piecemeal, and little by little, and we should be zoche, mirtz Hashem, to continue learning such deep geshmak Torah with choshev yisodos and chazakos. What's more important than this? And we should be zoche lilmod ulalame lishmor v'lasu l'kaim is called divrei salmud torosu v'yahava amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.